Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. The Voice of Hope comes every Sunday on the radio in Kenya to encourage you in your walk with the Lord and encourage your faith. I believe we're coming into a great year and God wants to do great things in 2025. And maybe you don't have a chance to listen to it on the radio. Maybe you live in another country and you can always listen to my Voice of Hope radio program on my website, voiceofhopetoday.org, voiceofhopetoday.org. But you know, last week I began talking about a word that God gave me from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. And 2 Peter 1, 2 says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us by his glory and virtue, by which we have been given great and exceedingly precious promises, that through those you might be partakers of his divine nature, having escaped corruption that is in the world through lust." And so this is a word that God gave me for 2025. And I talked about in the Hebrew language, the word five in the Hebrew language means grace or favor. So five is a number of grace or favor. Five times five equals 25. 2025 is a year of God's multiplied grace and favor. And we saw here in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, Peter says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." So grace and peace can be multiplied to us. God's grace or favor. Now, God gives his favor not because we've earned it. God gives his favor because of Jesus Christ. See, because of Jesus died on the cross for our sins, once we've been born again and accepted Jesus as our Savior, God takes away all our sins and he sees us in Jesus Christ. Even though we're not perfect, he sees us perfect in Jesus Christ because of his favor he gives toward us because of Jesus Christ. There was a man I knew in Haiti, a very poor farmer, but he had gone to school with the man who would become president of Haiti. And once his friend became president of Haiti, this man, even though he was a poor, uneducated farmer, he had access to the president anytime. He would go to the president's house, visit the president, not because he was important, he was a poor farmer, but because he had favor from the president because of his relationship with the president. And we have favor with God through our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. When you are born again, you become a child of God, and you come into God's favor. And so to understand how to receive everything God has for us, we need to understand who we are in Jesus Christ. See, when you're born again, you become a child of God. God, Jesus forgives you of your sins. The Holy Spirit comes and lives in you, and you become a child of God. When you're a child, you're favored. You favor your children because they're your children. And so when we are born again, we become a child of God. We become God's favored people. If you're not born again today, if you haven't accepted Jesus as your Savior, you need to do that. You need to become a child of Almighty God. In John 3, verse 3, it says, we must be born again of water and the Spirit to become a child of God, to enter the kingdom of God. So accept Jesus today as your Savior. Just repent of your sins. Say, "Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on a cross and you rose again to give me eternal life. Today, Jesus, I accept you as my Savior, and I give my life to you to serve you all of my life." See, if you pray that prayer, then you are born again. You become a child of Almighty God. God has given you favor not because of what you've done, but because of Jesus Christ. So Peter says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God." So we've received favor, but favor and grace increase in us through the knowledge of God, through understanding God, through our relationship with God. You see, when we were born again, our sins were taken away because of the blood of Jesus Christ, and we became a child of God. But now we need to grow up as children of God. We need to grow in our relationship with God, and we grow in our relationship with God through the knowledge of God. How do you come into the knowledge of God? First of all, by spending time in the Word of God, because the Word of God is a revelation of God. And so when you read the Word of God, and especially read the New Testament first, read the stories of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's the story of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the revelation of God. Jesus came to earth so that we could know, get to know God. And so Jesus is the first revelation of God. So get to know the life of Jesus. See how Jesus lived. See how Jesus did things. And follow the example of Jesus Christ. There's a saying in America, when you face a problem or something, you ask yourself, what would Jesus do in this situation? See, we want to respond like Jesus does because we're children of God. And so you grow in favor. God gives you favor. You're saved by grace, not of works. But God has prepared good works that you could walk in them. We see that in Ephesians chapter 4. And so God wants to grow in grace. God wants to grow in favor. God wants to increase the favor he has toward you. And it says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And his divine power has been given to us and for all things to pertain to life and godliness. So not only do we grow in the knowledge of God and favor of God, his power has been given to us concerning life and godliness. In other words, he gives us power to live the Christian life. We not only become children of God, but as we learn about God and learn how to walk with God, he gives us power to live a Christian life. Not power to live in the world, but power to live a Christian life. So he's given us power pertaining to life and godliness. Godliness is having a godly type of life. See, God wants you to live victorious in the world. God wants you to be more than an overcomer. God wants you to be a conqueror. God wants you to walk in his authority and power. See, 2025 is a year of God's grace and favor. So God has given his grace and favor to you. God's grace and favor of peace has been multiplied to you in the knowledge of God. As you grow in the knowledge of God, his power is released in our life to live a godly life, to live the things that God calls to do, to overcome every power of the enemy. And then he goes on, through the knowledge of him who called us by his glory and virtue. So again, we're back. We walk in power through our relationship with God. See, Jesus came to earth. He gave up his right as God. He became a man, but he walked in authority and power because he walked in relationship with God. As we come into relationship with God, we walk in glory and power. See, God wants to do great things in 2025 because God wants to give us multiplied grace in 2025. He wants to give us multiplied favor in the knowledge of God. In the knowledge of God, he releases his power to live a godly life and to be an overcomer. And then it says, by which we have been given exceeding great and precious promises. So God has given us great promises. Where are these promises? In the Word of God. As you get into the Word of God, you learn God's promises. As you get into the Word of God, you learn how to hear God's voice. It says he's given us great and precious promises that through these promises you may be part of his divine nature. So he's given us his promises so that we can walk as he walked, so that we can come into all the things that he has for us in his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So as we walk with God, walk in God's favor, grow in the knowledge of God, and walk in the power of God, he gives authority so we aren't corrupted by the things of the world, so we don't follow the things of the world. See, I'm a child of God. I don't follow the things of the world. I have been born again. The first time I was born the son of Thomas Clark. My father was a good man. But one day I accepted Jesus as my Savior. I became a child of God. God became my Father. I entered into the kingdom of God, and I walk according to the ways of God. I don't walk according to the ways of the world. I don't walk according to the ways of Americans. I don't walk according to the ways of Africans. I walk according to the ways of God, because God has revealed himself to us through Jesus Christ. God has revealed himself through the Word of God, and God has empowered us by his Spirit to overcome. So the first thing we need to do to walk in victory in 2025 and experience God's favor and grace is to recognize that we are children of God, to have an understanding of who you are in Jesus Christ, not because of what you've done, but because of what Jesus has done for you. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." That's God speaking there. That's God speaking there. He says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new person. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. See, if you're in Christ, you can't continue to walk in things of the world, because you're now a child of God. See, if you're inside your house, no one can see you. Your house is a place of protection, but no one can see you in your house because you're surrounded by your house. When you're in Christ, everyone sees Jesus. They don't see you, they see Jesus. Why? Because you live like Jesus, you talk like Jesus, you act like Jesus, you do the things Jesus did. And so when people see you, they see Jesus Christ, because you exemplify Jesus Christ. Jesus said, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. The Father and I are one. So God wants to bring us into a new place in 2025. I believe 2025 is going to be a great year. I have great expectations of what God is going to do in 2025. It's a year where God is going to multiply his grace and favor to people who walk according to his will and his way. No matter where you live, God is wanting to raise up a generation of people who know their God, who understand who they are in Jesus Christ, and walk in his character and nature, his divine nature. And so God is calling out a special group of people in 2025. God wants to show forth his glory throughout the earth. You know, God spoke to me that we are coming into the greatest harvest in the history of the world, that we are going to see the power of God like we have never seen before. I've talked about this before. In the Bible, it talks about the early rain and the latter rain. The early rain is for planting. The latter rain is for harvest. The early rain is a small rain. The latter rain is the big rain. And so I believe Acts chapter 2, and if you read Acts chapter 2 through 4, you see how in the early church, God worked with great power. Signs and wonders and miracles. Thousands of people were saved. 5,000 people were saved. Another 3,000. And God just began to multiply and grow the church. Read the whole book of Acts. You see what God did in power by the Holy Spirit in the midst of all these persecution, opposition. God still overcame, and the church grew all over the world, and people were amazed at what God was doing. Why? That was the early rain. That was the planting of the church. But we are coming into the season of the latter rain, when God is going to pour out his rain for end time harvest. And we in these last days, for people who know who they are in Jesus Christ, they are not going to walk in weakness. They're not going to walk in the ways of the world. They are going to set themselves apart to become children of God, to walk in God's love and power and authority. God is calling out a people, and God in his latter rain is going to pour out his Spirit upon those who are pursuing him, those who are seeking him. No matter what your situation is, no matter where you live, no matter what kind of a house you live in, God wants to pour out his power on you because you're a child of God and you've dedicated your life to Jesus Christ. And God's going to use people to bring in the last time harvest, the end time harvest, before the return of Jesus Christ. We're going to see thousands and thousands of people saved, millions of people saved because of Jesus Christ. You say, well, I'm small. My ministry is small. I don't have much. It doesn't make any difference how much you have, because you serve the same God I serve. You serve a great God. But we need to understand who our identity is. I remember years ago, I brought a team to Kenya, and there were a number of ladies on the team, women on the team, and we did a women's conference. And the theme of the women's conference is, you are a daughter of the King. And everybody at the women's conference, they put a crown on their head, and they gave them a beautiful flower, and they said, you are a daughter of the King. They declared every lady in that place to be a daughter of the King. That is, you're a daughter of King Jesus. No matter who you are, a daughter of King Jesus. And I remember I wasn't there during the conference, but I came on the last day, and they were giving testimonies. And I remember this lady stood up and she said, I have 5 children. I have no husband. I live in a house made of mud with a grass roof. But today I understand that I am a daughter of the King. See, this woman was not defined by the house she lived in. She was not defined by the money she had. She was defined by Jesus Christ as a daughter of the King. See, when you're born again, God declares you as a child of God. No matter what kind of education you have, no matter what kind of house you live in, no matter what kind of money you have, you are a child of God because of Jesus Christ. You are a new person in Christ Jesus. See, we need to understand who we are in Christ. And we need to, secondly, get a vision of God. Get a vision of God's greatness and what God has for us. You know, in Genesis chapter 15, we see that Abraham had been called of God back in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 2. Genesis 12, 1 through 2. God appeared to Abraham. He said, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I'll curse those who curse you. And you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. See, that was a promise of God. See, we saw in 2 Peter that he's given us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through them we may be partakers of his divine nature. He gave Abraham a promise that was too great for Abraham. He said, Abraham, you're going to become a great nation, and through you, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. What did Abraham have to do? Abraham had to leave his country, his family, and his father's house. See, we have to leave our old identity. Now, God may not call you to leave where you live, but God calls you to leave your old identity. See, his identity was with his family. I want you to leave your country. This is your country. This is your place. I want you to leave your family and your father's house, and I'll show you a land that you know not. See, God wants us to abandon our old identity. It doesn't mean you have to leave your country. It means you have to leave your old identity. Abraham had to abandon his old identity to come into a new thing that God had for him, that God wanted to do in his life. And so Abraham obeyed God. He left everything to follow God. See, Jesus called his disciples to follow him. He said to leave everything and to follow him. So Peter, James, and John, they left their business. Matthew left his tax collecting. They left everything to follow Jesus. See, God is calling us to give our lives fully to Christ. That doesn't mean you leave your family, but you get a new identity in God. The most important person in your life is Jesus Christ. It's him that you serve. You are now a child of God. So Abraham obeyed God, left his home, left everything, and went to a country he did not know. See, God calls on a journey with him. Today, God is calling us all on a journey with him. He wants to do something great in our lives in 2025. Then we get into Genesis chapter 15, and years have gone by, probably about 10 years have gone by, and Abraham has had no child. Now, God has promised Abraham that he's going to have children like the stars of the sky and like the sand of the seashore. He's going to bless all the nations of the earth. But Sarah, Abraham's wife, was barren. She could not have children. They were old people now. They were 85 years old, and they had no children. And it looked like it impossible for them to have children because they were old and Sarah had not had one child. But in Genesis chapter 15, God shows up and speaks to Abraham. Abraham hears God's voice. It's important for us to hear God's voice. In Genesis 15, 1 says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. That's Genesis 15, 1. So God appeared to Abraham and says, I am your shield. Your shield means I am your protection. I'm going to protect you against the enemy. I'm going to protect you against sickness. I'm going to protect you against everything. He said, I am your shield of protection and I am your great reward. See, God is our reward. You know, not money is our reward, not position is our reward. God is our reward. See, we need to see God as our protection. He's protecting us, and God is our reward. We don't need anything more than God. See, when you have God, you have everything. When you become a child of God, you have everything because you become into an inheritance with Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 says we have an inheritance with God. Everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to us because we are born again, a child of God. Our great reward is the fact that we are children of God. But Abraham is discouraged. And Abraham then begins in verse 2 talking about, Lord God, he says, how can this be? I have no child. You have given me no child. He begins to complain to God. You have given me no child. And my servant is going to inherit everything I have. And then in verse 5, Genesis 15, 5, it says there, then God brought Abraham outside and said, look toward the heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to them, so shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord and it was counted to him for righteousness. So Abraham, God said, I am your shield and great reward. But Abraham's problem was so great. He had no children. His problem was so great, he couldn't even hear God's promises. Sometimes our problems are so great that we can't even hear God's promises. They seem too big for us. And Abraham's complaining to God. It says, then God brought Abraham outside. So Abraham and showed him the stars in the sky. So it was nighttime and Abraham was inside his house. Now Abraham lived in a tent back then. We live in a house. But Abraham was inside his tent. And you know, when you're inside the house, you can't see the stars. When Abraham was inside his tent, he couldn't see the stars. Because when you're inside your tent, your vision is limited. His tent was a safe place. It was nighttime. There may have been wild animals outside. And it was safe. It was warm inside his tent. Everything was nice inside his tent. He was comfortable inside his tent. He didn't want to go outside. Maybe it was cold outside. But God says, you need to come outside to see what I see. See, oftentimes we live within our limitations. See, Abraham's vision was limited because he was inside his tent. Sometimes we are in a place of security, a place of safety inside our tent. Our tent is a safe place. Our tent is the place we know, the place we are comfortable at, the place that's nice. And God is calling us outside the tent. God is calling us outside of our place of security. God wants to do something bigger in our life than what we have now. But we can't get there until we get outside the place of our security and begin to see what God sees. See, when we're in the place of our safety, place of our security, the place that's comfortable for us, we can't see what God sees. See, God sees things different than we are. God has a great vision for you. God has great plans for you. But when you just are confined, you say, well, I have this problem. I have this limitation. I don't have this money. I don't have this. See, all those are limitations. See, God works and lives outside of our limitations. God is greater than all things, and God wants to call us outside of our limitations. God wants to see something greater than ourselves, because God wants to do something greater than us. And so he called Abraham outside, and he said, "What do you see?" And Abraham saw the stars in the sky, and God told Abraham, "So shall your descendants be." You're going to have descendants like, and Abraham didn't have one child yet. His wife was barren. It was a promise that was impossible for Abraham to perform. But it says, Abraham believed God. See, the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. See, God wants us to diligently seek him by faith. Abraham had left everything to follow God because God had made a promise to him. Abraham had not seen the fulfillment of that promise. But when God called him outside, he saw what God saw. He saw the stars of the sky. And he said, "Yes, God, I believe I can have children like the stars of the sky." He had not one child, but he believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. And Abraham became the father of faith, the father of the nation of Israel. And through Jesus Christ, we too are descendants of Abraham. So Abraham's descendants are like the stars of the sky today. They are all over the world. There are Christians, millions of Christians all over the world, part of the greatest kingdom, the kingdom of God. And we are part of that kingdom because of Abraham. See, God wants to birth something in you this January. God wants to speak to you. You say, "Pastor Clark, you don't understand my problems." No, I don't understand your problem, but God understands your problem. God understands your limitation. God knows you may live in a mud house with a grass roof, but you still are a child of the King. That does not take away from who you are. And you're highly favored by God. You're because you're his child. Grace and peace. I speak these words over to you today, and I speak them to you again today. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given to us all things pertaining to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his glory and virtue, by which we have received exceeding great and precious promises, that through these promises you may be partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Lord God, I just thank you for every person listening to Voice of Hope today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that you have the victory for them, that you are all-powerful. There is nothing impossible. I pray the Word of God will encourage every person listening to Voice of Hope today, Lord God. No matter what challenge they face, Lord God, whether it's financial challenge, health problem, whatever problem they face, Lord God, help them to understand, first of all, get a vision of who they are, that they are a child of Almighty God. They are born again. They are your child, Lord God. They are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Lord God, I pray that you will just increase their faith, increase their vision, Lord God. And Lord, I pray that you'll release your power in their behalf, Lord God. Touch those who are sick. Bring healing, Lord God. Bring deliverance. Bring financial provision, Lord God. May they not waver in faith, but may be strong in faith until they receive all that you promised for them, Lord God. Lord, we celebrate you today, Jesus, because you are great and you're powerful. We thank you, Jesus, that you died on the cross for our sins. You rose again, conquered death, hell, and the grave. And through the Holy Spirit and your word, you have given us the victory in Jesus Christ. Lord, bless every person today. Keep them by your power. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your goodness and faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. So I just pray today that God will enlarge your vision, enlarge your faith, help you see things as he sees things, and release his faith in your life. And I encourage you to listen to Voice of Hope every Sunday on this radio program, or go to my website, voiceofhopetoday.org, and you can hear all my radio programs and my podcast. May God bless you and keep you this week. And Lord willing, I will see you again next Sunday on the Voice of Hope. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.